Alleluia, 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 Alleluia. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. A young man approached Jesus and said, "Teacher, what good must I do to gain eternal life?" He answered him, "Why do you ask me about the good? There's only one who is good. You wish to enter into life? Keep the commandments." He asked him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "You shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, and you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to Jesus, "All of these I've observed. What do I still lack?" Jesus said to him, You wish to be perfect? Go and sell what you have and give it to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When the young man heard this statement, he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Jesus is calling everyone to follow him. But he needs our heart, not our body. When a heart is full of material goods, we have no space for God. That's the point. Jesus is inviting us to follow him. No exception, everybody are invited. What Jesus expects, you don't have to follow him doesn't mean to sell all your properties. But he wants your heart. Although you are rich, but you live as a poor person. That means your attachment not to these material goods. When you can let go all these things that burden you, that keep you busy and no space to be with the Lord, then we have to change our life. Jesus asking, calling to follow him. Here the word mean to sell everything means to detach yourself from these material goods. Detach from all those feelings, human feeling, to block you from loving all your neighbor. Jesus wants your pure of heart. He wants you to love him. To love him means wholeheartedly. That means not preoccupied for many goods, for things of tomorrow, for things of yesterday. Just live well the present moment. And that's our way of following Jesus. If we are distracted, we could say that we are the follower of Christ. To follow Christ means one heart, one mind. Always the same. Always ready to listen, to keep a helping hand. So let's pray for one another, that we be the true follower of Christ. then we can live down all the thinkings, worries, so you can have a space to listen to our friends, to give a helping hand to the person next to you.